Both the Department of Natural Resources and tribal representatives say this update of the 1991 Voight decision is needed to keep up with changing times. Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission Director Jim Zorn is happy to get this worked out without having to go to court.
Yeah, this is another historic moment in the relationship between the state of Wisconsin and the tribes that have the ceded territory treaty rights in northern Wisconsin. It shows that on issues that are really same side of the fence issues, that are matters of protecting the resource and making sure people can enjoy the natural bounty of this earth and the ceded territory, whether it's Indians or non-Indians.
DNR spokesman Quinn Williams says in contrast to the anger on Northern Lake boat landings 25 years ago, this keeps channels open.
It doesn't help to keep issues bottled up and then once every couple of years until something goes wrong, then get together and talk about it. It's much better to work together on these issues that are of mutual concern.
The changes are mostly housekeeping with no impact on quotas for fishing or hunting, but it does allow for long and short-term conservation procedures on lakes, streams, and wildlife. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.